All right, up next we've got Fluke Wilson doing Tommy Bahama Backfire.
It was closing time at the bar, and I was getting busy in a car, and I felt her hand slide up my back, and that's about the time everything went black. So I think I'm in a trunk on our dirt road, cause I feel every bump, and I don't know my offense, maybe a lack of common sense. The hatch pops open, here's my chance to clear it up. Let's talk for a moment, this is just a bad mix-up. I was in the wrong place and my timing's even worse. Am I wearing the wrong shirt?
The first two lines of the song are wonderful, but then I can't figure out if this is talk singing or if the vocalist is semi-tone deaf. You know, occasionally it gets to a real in-tune melody, but then it veers back into patterns that don't align with the chord progression. And the narrative is okay, but it isn't pleasant and ends badly. In lyrics, in theme, and in production with that skip or that glitch at the end. And honestly, I'm just not sure who would want to listen to this song on repeat. It's, yeah, just didn't really do it for me.
I'll go ahead and say it. I have this one ranked 29th. And I've got to disagree with you. That first line is not lovely. It rhymes dry with dry. You know, it does have a clear narrative, but it's really dryly delivered. And the, like you said, the vocals are super ambiguous. And I don't know, I've played a lot of folk punk. And when you are singing in a voice that has a lot of ambiguity like this, you better be singing something fucking important. You better be singing about the worst heartache in the world, or coming together for a common cause, or something really compelling, like most of the folk punk greats do. And this just, oh my goodness, I'm trying really hard to find something good in this, and I'm just at a loss.
Well, he ends up getting tortured by mistake
for wearing the wrong shirt. Yeah,
for wearing the wrong shirt, which yeah, maybe not as bad as heartache, but still.
Yeah,
that's the thing, though, not pleasant.
Yeah, I found a couple things to like about this. Like, I like that every time that he sings about wearing the wrong shirt, I think a diminished chord is being strummed. So, like, it kind of adds this, like, menace or, like, lingering sort of dread about that line, which is cool. I think the guitar playing is kind of dynamic, and it's, you know, it's loud and spirited in some parts, and it's quieter in other parts. So, for a you know, solo guitar and voice performance, this has a, you know, decent dynamics, especially if you compare it to like Falcon Artist's track, which is really even all the way through. So I would rank this above Falcon Artist, but you know, you're right, like the fact that the melody is not as clearly defined as you might like, and that it's kind of all over the place a little bit, it is problematic. And I do feel like the whole day in a life idea behind the song is not really necessarily happening here. Like, I think you could almost dock them points too for just sort of not being close enough to the prompt. Yeah, so this has problems, but there were some parts I liked about it for sure.